This is a special presentation by the Radio Players on WSIU.
As we further explore the vast network of criminal activity that is the Mafia, let us turn now to a member of the forces of law and order who labor ceaselessly to keep these torrents of evil at bay. Our focus this evening is on Special Agent Fredo Maldoni, codename Rooftop. Possessing skill that speaks for itself, we shall let entanglements of right and wrong, love and hatred, unfold for tonight's tale. But first, let's meet the cast of Operation Cavatappi.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be the narrator.
I'm Elizabeth Donahue, and I will be Mama Martinelli.
I am Christopher Rathundi, and I will be Fredo, also known as Rooftop.
I am Aubriana Noel Rathundi Olson, and I will be Graziella.
I'm Steve Falcone, and I will be Capovincenzo and Salvatore.
I'm Kevin Rathundi, and I shall be Noodles and TAC Commander Nelson.
I'm Eric Billingsley, and I'll be Tony Carbone.
Operation Cavatappi, a radio play by Steve Falcone. Scene one. He sits at a booth by the window in Luigi's, back to the wall, better to confront any who would try to surprise him. The window gives him a heads up on any troubles squirming through the front door, as well as shedding a bit of light on a dark room lit primarily by candles on the tables. Perfect atmosphere for a romantic dinner and those who wish not to be seen. Fredo counts himself among the latter. Assuming his usual quiet demeanor, he sips a most excellent Barolo and puffs his Toscano. One more Goomba alone on a Saturday night, lost in his thoughts and those endless strains of Sinatra that drift across the room. Old Blue Eyes, the only music the house allowed. One look at this fit and ruggedly handsome young man might get you wondering why this Italian stallion was solo this evening. A closer glance would show those in the know that this was, in fact, none other than CIA super spy, codename Rooftop, a moniker well earned from his ability to enter or exit establishments from above. Agent Rooftop made the more traditional entrance through the front door this evening. His exit remains to be seen. As much as the divine aromas from the kitchen make his nostrils twitch and stomach growl for his favorite dish, lobster fra diavolo, he has to remain light for whatever might go down tonight. Blood and marinara don't mix. He heaved a sigh as Mama Martinelli approached, chubby loving arms already out to hug him, meaty fingers ready to pinch his cheek, that classic Donna sign of affection. One was decidedly headed Fredo's way. He might flinch, but could not escape the ritual.
Bambino, where you been so long? Mama missed her battery gazzo.
The cheek is pinched. Ow.
What do you do here, tutta solo, on a Saturday night?
Again, the cheek is pinched.
With only the bicchiere di vino.
Non affamato, mama.
Stronzata, you know this word?
Oh, si, si, mama. I know bullshit when I hear it.
Papa, he don't like I should use this word, but it speaks the truth.
He'll never hear it from me.
Growing boy, he must mangia. Lobster fra diavolo, eh? Your fave, I make it for you myself. Graziella, she's a nice girl, but she don't... she's young. She'll learn in time. She's also tutta solo. I should let her do the diavolo, show you what an accomplished cook she is.
Oh, mama.
You think she may be bruta? No. She bellissima.
Fingers to lips.
Così bella.
Mama, basta. Very kind of you. I just want to sit here, tutto solo, sip my bicchiere in peace. I'm meeting an important contact soon.
Si, you must have your privacy. I leave you to yourself. More vino?
Si.
Mama departs, leaving Fredo to the mindset of Rooftop as he drains his glass and longs for another. Two's the number that gets him to his peak. His last drop is met by Mama emerging from the kitchen with another wine and a plate of cacio e pepe, cheese and pepper, a simple pasta staple. All smiles as she nears, interrupted by two huge goons storming through the front door, torpedoes up for business, riddling the leather backing of Rooftop's booth, where he no longer was, instinct having sent him under the table. Alas, Mama was not so spry or fortunate. Several slugs catching Mama in her tray, sprawling both to the floor in a runny red mess. Blood and sauce don't mix. The sight of Mama prone brings Rooftop up and blazing, the Block 17 putting the two goons down for good or bad. Peace holstered, Fredo rushes to Mama, whose head is being tenderly held by Graciella, tears dripping into the blood and pasta.
Mamma mia, speak to me. Don't die, cuore mio.
Wipes sauce from Mama's chin.
We need you, el mio tutto.
I'm Fredo. You must be Graciella.
You are cold?
That's a nickname. Full name is Frederico. I prefer Fredo.
You are mafioso?
No, I'm a friend of Mama's. We must get her to a hospital.
Mama blinks.
I'm fine. They need me in La Cucina.
Pats Graciella's hand.
You stay with Fredo. See to his needs.
Mama!
Nobody's leaving you until the EMTs arrive. Should be here any second.
Mama sits up.
I gotta get back to work. Luigi must be buried under back orders.
Fredo looks to the kitchen.
Where is Luigi?
Where should he be? In La Cucina, keeping business alive.
Does he know you've been injured?
What injured?
Points to red splotch.
Niente! Often I've had worse on the job.
Well, this time it's my fault, Mama. E colpa mia.
No, bambino. You try to do the right thing. These Scagnazzi, they would kill you.
If you hadn't waylaid them with linguine.
Your favorite.
Oh, always will be, now and forever.
Now, I go back to work.
Mama, no! You must rest. I will assist Luigi.
Mama pats Graciella's cheek.
You stay and see that Fredo is well.
I will clean up here.
No need, Cara. Our Carlos will see to the remains.
Sound of a dog licking a plate.
Beautiful dog. What breed is he?
Papa calls him a lap dog because he laps up whatever hits the floor.
Scene 2. Rooftop is on the move, on the hunt. This assault on Mama in his local eatery would not go unavenged. No sense being cautious now. He'd been made and must take the offensive. Up and over the antique roof of the Italian-American Club, he glides with the elegance of a gazelle, or so he's been told. Stealth carries him swiftly to the skylight, and a smile. There's always a way. Down below, he could see them all sipping espressos and puffing Toscanos. Made men at their leisure, between murder and mayhem, that is their daily trade. Ingesting that dark sludge is how these beasts rev their engines for more brutal deeds. They were all there. Capo Vincenzo, his right-hand Noodles, not sure anyone knows his birth name, and Madre Mia Tony Garbone, Rooftop's classmate at Modern Day High. Dumb as a proverbial box of rocks, stronger than the cliched bull, there he was, around a table with the heavy hitters. Local boy makes bad? As if reading Rooftop's thoughts, Tony catches a glimpse of the kid he had cheated off of in math class, Fredo Maldoni. He's Rooftop? With a flick of his wrist, Tony produces his Lupara and fires overhead, crashing the skylight and tumbling the figure leaning on it onto the table. Spilling Noodles espresso and shattering glass.
Yo, you spilled my corretto.
Noodles. Is that any way to treat a guest?
I wasn't the one shot up the skylight, boss.
That was Tony's way to welcome an old classmate, no?
It was just a reflex, boss. I didn't...
Antonio, relax. As a trigger man, you were doing your job. A skylight can be fixed. Broken bones? Not so easy. This is a stroke of bona fortuna. We've been needing a meet, Fredo and me, no?
Sure. Why not? Is that an illegal weapon my old classmate's holding?
Registered for security purposes. I bear no arms, as my parole demands.
Opens his coat.
I'm clean.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
Enough chit-chat. We talk.
Va bene.
Me first. We know you are a spia.
My Italian's a little weak. Is that a spy?
I don't say spy. Sneak. Meddler, maybe.
Snitch.
Si, that's it.
I am a federal agent on a mission to investigate the second huge diamond heist in 6 months. You are a suspect, Vince.
How am I going to lift ice when I'm on ice?
Good one, boy.
Come now, Vin. Man of your extensive network pulling off a job from inside's a slice of cannoli.
I prefer tiramisu. You wave these wild accusations with no proof in hand.
Well, my job is to gather intel. Let the chips fall where they may.
That's a hoot from a jamoke just fell through the roof.
Bravo, bravo.
Fredo stands.
Pleased to see you're all so amused, amigos. Let's see how long that humor lasts.
Ask any questions. Dig deep as you like. We got nothing to hide.
Oh, then we got no problem.
A word of friendly advice, Rooftop. Oh, yes, we know your code name. You work some slippery turf. Don't look down. That's a long drop.
Is that a threat, Vince?
Hey, no, just a friendly warning. Life can be a slippery slope.
Oh, I'm familiar with the terrain.
Once you step, don't slip. Such a long way down.
And such a sudden stop.
Scene 3. Rooftop knew his way across many an edifice. He also knew a threat when he heard one. To report the full content of his sit-down with the capo would get him taken off the case. The last thing he wanted. Thoughts ran rapidly before him.
That butcher sent his goons to Luigi's without concern for Mama Martinelli's well-being. That cannot go unpunished. Now it's personal. Very sight of Tony Carboni. Used to cheat off me on tests and still fail. It's just deepening my regret over his failure to embrace the values of modern day. Life has many paths, not all in the straight and narrow. Sad to see him on the wrong road of life. Well, we make our choices and take the consequences. Looks like Carboni is taking a fall. Capo and his soldiers are all going down. I just need evidence. That ice is hidden somewhere. Sooner or later, they'll want to fence it. Let's hope it's sooner. I gotta move fast but quiet here. First step is back to Luigi's, make sure the scene's secure.
He no longer enters, then a hand takes his arm, sending Agent Rooftop into a Krav Maga move. He's just able to halt at the sight before him.
Razziella, what is it?
Tranquillo. We must hide you. They come for you soon.
Where's Mama?
Safe. She fights us, but we do not let her return. It is unsafe at the moment.
Have the police been alerted?
We have no crime to report. Only a tip-off we got.
You work in my turf, Signorina?
Someone has to do the job.
Grabs his hand.
We must hide you.
Rooftop stops.
Isn't it obvious they come to silence you?
It does make sense.
It makes better sense to hurry.
Where's Luigi?
He also was sent home to sit on Mama.
Sounds like good duty.
Volgare. Don't speak. Run.
Where?
The last place they'd look.
The ladies' room?
The meat locker.
That's a second office to these gents.
Trust me.
It's them I don't trust.
Creak of locker door.
We can get out, right?
Certo. This lock secures the door both ways.
Only fear now is the cold.
Rubs his hands over his arms.
Put on this butcher's coat. It's lined.
I can see my breath.
Oh, such a crybaby. I should have brought milk.
A bottle of some kind would have been nice.
Graciella makes crazy finger-circling gesture.
Bazzo, evil people seek to kill you. Have you got a weapon?
I'm a federal agent. Of course I've got a weapon.
Show me.
Why?
Ah! You're unarmed?
Oh, I heard you were shy.
Less and less every day.
Fredo pulls out his gun.
The Glock 17 is an elite firearm. I'm rated an expert shot on the firing range and on the job.
Mi dispiace. I spoke out of turn. My life is in your hands.
Va bene. A natural reaction. I know my business, Graciella.
Grazie.
Grazie. I will lay down my life to protect you.
Lay down their lives to save both of ours would be my preference.
Oh, much better idea.
rubs his arms.
If only I could get warm.
We need body heat.
Slips into his arms.
Better?
Warmer by the moment. Any other hot ideas?
See?
Kisses him. Mm.
Superior tactic, no?
See, see.
Kisses him again. Scene 4. Noodles and Tony Carboni bust through the front door of Luigi's, clearly unconcerned about police interference. Someone knows a cop who knows a cop. The thugs head straight for the office, torpedoes drawn, to find it unoccupied.
The joint's empty. They've been tipped off.
Yeah, the aroma. Somebody's busy in La Cucina. Delicioso, mamma mia.
She ain't here, I hear.
Graziella, delicioso y bellissima. Andiamo.
The thugs enter the kitchen to find old Salvatore stirring the pot.
You ain't Graziella.
No eye test necessary for you, huh?
Noodle smacks the old man.
Perdone, signore, I got a Boca Grande.
Use it to tell us where she is.
Everybody gone, even the servers.
Why are you here?
Nowhere else to go.
Stirs pot.
Want a taste?
Offers a spoonful of sauce. Tony shakes his head and starts out. Noodles stops him.
Aspetta. This man has been toiling all day. The least we can do is to sample his work.
Samples a spoon.
Oh, delicioso. Bravo, chef.
We done here?
Fine. To business. Wherever it is.
Scene 5. The thugs spent little time in tracing the meat locker as a possible spot for the targets they seek. Noodles, however, has his doubts.
Yeah, they'd be popsicles by now if we was in there.
Yeah, not necessarily. Butchers work in there for hours sometimes. Yeah,
without breaks to warm up? No way.
It won't hurt to check.
Too damn cold, I tell you.
Too Freddo for Freddo?
You're killing me, Tone. And so would that icebox.
We got work to do, Goomba. Suck it up.
The thugs tug at the freezer door to find it open.
What?
And rooftops Glock 17 bearing down on them. They are quick to react, but not quick enough. The Glock barks, and the soldiers are down, grabbing at wounds.
Bastardo!
Dios mio!
Yeah, better late than never to say your prayers, boys. God knows you'll need them.
Graziella kisses Fredo. Oh,
you can shoot.
Through the freezer door storms the tactical squad rooftop summoned. Fredo holds up a frozen phone.
Hey, I may be frozen, but not my trusty phone.
TAC Commander Nelson enters.
Broke up a time or two, Agent, but we got the message. None too soon, I'm thinking.
Fredo, he had the matter in hand.
Yes, I can see that, Signora.
Signorina. Oh,
pardono me. Oh, which reminds me. Mama solved the case.
Huh?
Say again?
She noticed that one of the bottles in her wine cellar was not the proper color for its age. Strangest thing I've ever seen.
Mama knows her wine.
Well, that she does, but...
Seems Vincenzo asked Luigi if he might store a few pricey vintage wines in the restaurant's temperature-cooled cellar. You know, as a favor, of course.
Yeah, one that couldn't be refused. All that ice hiding in plain sight's a brilliant move.
Yeah, almost perfect. Except for Mama's keen eye. Observing a tint to be just a tad off for its fermentation date? Ha! So she examined the bottle more closely.
Mama being mama, she uncorks a vintage bottle belonging to a couple mafioso.
Yeah, that lady's got go-heads. Scuse.
Crude, but true.
And then pop goes the cork, out tumble several fortunes in uncut diamonds, and we've got the cup of coal.
Yeah, operative word. Can we get out of here?
Vino for warm.
I'm on duty. And so are you, agents.
Yeah, I won't tell if you won't.
Well, since the boys have already left with the vermin, why not?
Graziella takes the corkscrew off its hook.
Luigi's personal cavatappi. To open a bottle of his best, I'm sure he would insist.
Certo.
Graziella pours glasses, distributes them, and raises hers.
A la salute.
Salute.
You've been listening to a special presentation of Operation Cavatappi on WSIU, an original production written by Steve Falcone and performed by the Radio Players. This production was recorded live in the WSIU radio studios. Post-production sound designed by Anise Coopwood. Listener support makes WSIU's coverage of the local arts possible. We are powered by you.